Time to shine Thursday morning. Welcome to it. The week just rolls around so quick. Another round of the NRL kicking off tonight. Four rounds to go until the playoffs. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. We are broadcasting through the SEN network, including 1170 AM here in Sydney, 801 AM Central Coast, 1575 AM Illawarra, 1323 AM in Canberra. We seem to be getting more listeners by the day out of the nation's capital, which is fantastic. 90.3 FM in Griffith. And wherever you're listening on the SEN app this morning, good morning. If it's around the world, wherever you're listening. Actually, Brooksy sent me a message. I'll get it. We've got some listeners over in Canada, Brandy, listening to the program. So we'll have to give them a big shout-out and maybe play O Canada later this morning. Hello also to those of you listening belatedly via the podcast. Don't forget, if you miss any of the show, you can subscribe to the Breakfast Show podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. This time of the season, Brandy, are you freshened up? The one day that you have away from the radio show, are you freshened up, ready to go on what we are billing the day of the Alexander Smith Cup? The two teams will wrestle for that cup tonight, the Alexander Smith Cup. It is a big
day. Good,
it's Penrith v Melbourne at home tonight. Let's do it. Let's ramp it up.
Yeah, great start to round 22, Vossie. Final month of the regular season underway as we run into the finals. And you couldn't start it off with a better game, could you? Or a bigger game out at Bluebet Stadium at Penrith, where they take on the Storm. A couple of players out for both sides. Jerome Hughes, no, not there for the Melbourne Storm. But their side does look better now with Xavier Coates returning and David Norfoluma ensconced on the wing there. And their pack is just about right. So the pack's just about as strong as it can be. Panthers without Taylan May, James Fisher-Harris, the halves, but Kikau does return after missing the game against the Raiders. So plenty to look forward to, Vossie, for this opener for round 22. Just on your man from where people have been listening from. And
yes,
you're right. There was a text message sent in to Brooksy, who is the producer of the Joel and Fletch show. And he said, I've been listening to Vossie and Brandy every morning. Can you get them a message that I'm on my way to work in Calgary, Canada? So there we go.
His name is Bailey Devine Scott, and he is on the practice squad of the Calgary Stampeders in the CFL. So we have good morning Calgary here this morning on the program, beside all the other stations and locations we get to. By the way, you don't have to make a sporting point. We always say, if you want to just give us a shout out this morning, if you're walking out in the cold, where you are today, just let us know where you are tuning in from today on the text 0457 736 736. You can call the McDonald Jones open line, though it's open for business right now. Be one of the early callers, get online, see if you can go on the draw for the McDonald Jones Open Line Caller of the Month. Also, we've got the Signet Power Bank prizes to give away just by coming on the Open Line. 1300 01 1170. Now, guests on the show today, Michael Carianis from the Daily Telegraph, new dad. He's been dad how many days now? 5-6 days. Wally the Statman from Fox League. All the key numbers heading into round 22. There's some big games. Looking forward to chatting with young Sydney Swan Dylan Stevens. Sunday, sold out. Swans v Collingwood. It is massive. Michelle Bishop with the sports updates and Hammy Goodman from Sportsbet coming on a little later. You can also participate in the program on our Twitter account. The handle is at VossieBrandySEN, and we upload some great stuff on that as well during the program. Now, just on the match tonight, Telegraph today, simmering Melbourne-Penrith feud threatens to boil over. The article, I'll just quote from the article: bring the popcorn, put down the remote and settle in for a Thursday night cracker, because it's fair to say the Panthers and Storm don't like each other. Now, Brady, I think you just have to sit quiet here. You have to be Donald Trump here and take the fifth, okay? So, like, Donald Trump's done overnight, he's just not saying anything. First time they've ever been able to shut him up.
Right.
Brady, please, quiet in the stand. I'm just going to throw this at you, because I think you are solely responsible for all of this. You. Brent Reed on NRL 360 last night suggested, Brandy, Viking hands, that you'd made all of these comments in a bid to derail the Storm season. Brent Reed, have we got that audio of Brent Reed saying that? No, we don't. No. Anyway, he did say it, Brandy. I'm telling you. He said it.
Okay.
Yesterday, Ivan Cleary was asked about the Panthers-Storm rivalry and specifically your comments about the Storm following all of the headlines over the past week. Michelle Bishop is going to bring us that audio in her first sports update of the morning. Brandy, you now may speak. For the record,
can I talk now?
For the record, devious plot or plan?
Yeah, well, I watched NRL 360 last night. I didn't see it live, but I watched it on replay, Vossi, and I saw Brent Reed's comments, who was almost chuckling when he said it because he didn't believe what he was saying, and right. The rest of the panel just shot him down, really. Like,
right.
Buzz just said, you're wrong. You're wrong, Brent. Brandy wasn't doing this to derail the Storm season. Vossi, well, last Monday when I did make those original comments, it was off the back of the... We're chatting about the Patrick Carrigan.
Yep.
And we're also talking about Nelson Asifa-Solomona. And we were wondering, with the rest of the rugby league world, not just me, wondering why Nelson didn't get charged. And we're talking just about how ridiculous it was that the Match Review Committee, and I think we might have heard a little piece of Private Patton give his explanation as to why. And I was just... And then that started a whole range of text messages saying, I hate the Melbourne Storm. And I was saying, well, I don't. There's been no campaign, which has since been reported elsewhere. It has been a funny week watching the story, and the thing that I actually said, it's sort of been twisted and turned, by the end of it. Brent Reed's tossing up. I'm trying to derail Melbourne's season, I don't even have to comment on, because the rest of the 360 panel almost laughed at him, and he sort of chuckled himself and said, well, maybe that was a thought, Brent. It wasn't a consideration. Didn't even enter my mind.
I'm gonna sit here now, Brent, and I'm thinking I've had a change of heart. I think this is Cameron Smith. Here he is. I think the golfer on the LIV Golf and all of that, and we'll talk about that shortly. I think you, Ivan, Terry Wickey, some former Penrith players, you've hatched this plan to unhinge Melbourne. I'm going to delve a little deeper. In fact, what was that person that said Hamish and Andy have a segment, Make Andy Angry or something? Well, will we launch Make Brandy Angry? See if you can poke him today, if you know what I mean. Listeners, that's your challenge today. See if you can get Brandy over the edge on this one. 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457-736-736. I was listening to my son Harry last night. He wrote a beautiful writing piece. Has to come up with stories at the moment. They challenge him. You've got to write like 5-minute stories. In 5 minutes, you've got to write a story. And he finished, the last word was chillax. Is chillax actually a word these days? Chillax, because you're very chillaxed.
There's a coffee shop in Collaroy, chillax. Yeah, chillax. So it's a word. Yeah. It's a word.
So chillax is a word, relax and chill. Yep. So chillax. Yep. So Brandy's very chillax. Can you get him out of that chillax mode and fire him up so that he will actually concede, he will give us the truth? Because at the moment, he's trotting out of line. I think you can get him, folks. I really do think you can break Brandy down. That's your quest for the day. See if you can break him down. Hello from Ryan listening in Mackay. He says, there's a shout-out. First one up in Queensland on the SEN app. Good to have your company, Ryan. Now, the Rabbitohs situation, Brandy.
Yes.
I want you to unpack this and read between the lines. Why is the government not signing off on the shift of the Rabbitohs from... Accor Stadium to Allianz Stadium, which is the new Sydney Football Stadium. Rabbitohs boss Blake Solly believes the Rabbitohs have been caught up in the dispute between the New South Wales government and the NRL over stadium funding. Now, do you believe that in isolation, or is it as simple as they don't want tenants to leave Accor Stadium because, is it white elephant if they don't have regular tenants there? Do you think that's why it's being blocked? Where's the truth here, Brandy?
Vossi, hard to know where the truth is, but I would go with the fact that they need a tenant. Well, they need more than one tenant. The Bulldogs are a tenant of Accor Stadium. And South Sydney last year did sign an agreement to stay there until the end of 2030. But they said that they signed those agreements on the basis that there would be an upgrade to a core stadium. Now, that's not going to happen now.
No, no.
That's not going to happen. So
that was the first lockdown, wasn't it? The first lockdown. It's hard to get. So we're talking in 2020. That's when the ANZ Stadium was going to shut down. Yep. And I think the Origin game that year was going to be the last event, and then a core stadium, or when it, what it was named previously, was going to be shut until the redevelopment was done. And then, and that was like, I think, why they thought it may still go ahead. It was like pledging, it was jobs for 5,000 people going to be working on it, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's bit in the dust. So that's now gone totally. So
yeah,
it's
so
fine.
I don't know if the, you know, if there is a conspiracy in the fact that the government and the NRL are at loggerheads about suburban stadiums. I don't know whether that's playing a part. I think more so the fact that they want a tenant there, and they did sign a, you know, it's a 10-year agreement to play there. I would love to see the Rabbitohs play at the new Allianz.
You'd like to think fans could speak today, couldn't you? If the Rabbitohs fans, and let's just do a little poll, if you like, via our text line or whatever. Rabbitohs fans, do you want your team playing at Allianz Stadium or across at Homebush? You just tell us. And you'd like to think the fans could speak, and they can put pressure on the government just to go, tick, this has to happen. So have you say, Rabbitohs fans, do you want your team playing at Allianz Stadium? I'll be a bit... bit tongue-in-cheeky. Roosters fans, have you say, do you want the Rabbitohs playing at Allianz Stadium? Get Pedro the Rooster and the Rooster Man and those sort of people. Do you want the Rabbitohs back there? Do you want to share your ground? But I think the fans have got to speak here, and I think the government should react. Isn't that what they are?
I think so too.
So have you say?
I think so too. Well if the Commonwealth, if the government have broken the contract by, there won't be any upgrade to a core stadium. I think that makes it null and void, and the Rabbitohs should be able to go back to Allianz if they want to, and obviously they do. Brand new stadium.
1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736 on that one. Now, the West Tigers have reportedly asked Wigan about the prospect of bringing back John Bateman to the NRL next year. That's despite Bateman being under contract with Wigan until at least the end of 2024. The Tigers' approach is said to be unrelated to Isaiah Papali'i's cold feet. Now, speaking of Papali'i, Brad Arthur was asked about Papali'i yesterday, the issue. So let's hear what Brad Arthur has to say about his star back rower.
Yeah, look, he's focused on his week-to-week footy for us. He's got his contract situation that he's sorting through with his manager. I don't know exactly where it's at. You know, at the end of the day, he's contracted the Tigers for next year, and that's where it sits. For me, if Ice wasn't committed to the Tigers, I think his preference would be our club.
There you go. Well,
I'm sure it would be.
Yeah, he's just sorting through his contract stuff, and then he clarifies it. It spells it out in black and white, actually, Brad. Do you realise what you've done? No, he has a contract with the Tigers next year, so what's there to be discussed here? He's going. But he's not.
No,
What do you think
the
market is right now? So yesterday we started talking about the Warriors sort of just putting their hand up, because apparently his partner is actually in New Zealand, but he left her. She stayed there a couple of years ago, and he came across for football. So he's been away for a couple of years. He signed a contract with the Tigers. Surely you can't play the heartbreak guard.
I don't think so. But he might try.
Compassionate grounds.
Yeah.
If the Warriors suddenly have an offer.
If he goes to the Warriors.
if the Warriors suddenly have an offer for him, there's compassionate grounds.
That's right. And that might be a play that if the Warriors are thinking smart, they might think, well, the only way the Tigers might let him out of his deal is if he wants to move back to New Zealand. So,
all right. And now,
don't count the Warriors out.
I've had my say, the RLPA with Clint Newton, and just saying, well, I don't know with the RLPA, because Matty Johns, Andrew Johns have called for condemnation of the hip drop tackle, that why doesn't the RLPA come out to defend its members and basically be player-driven, that tackle is eradicated. We've also got the situation with Jamin Salmon last Sunday. The RLPA, to me, they sort of sat quiet. One of their members was being defamed, and there was no comment. Now, Clint Newton did go on Matty White's program yesterday and did have comment on the Papali'i issue. Let's have a listen.
He and his team, you know, are well within their rights, like other workplaces, you know, to request a mutual termination, as is anyone. But that's not to say it should be granted, or it will be. Our expectation of players is they honour their contracts.
No, that's all. That's where it's at. Expectation.
Okay. So just thinking about what the Tigers, and we went through this on Tuesday, Andrew, when thinking about the Tigers' back row situation at the moment, where they've let everyone go. Tulungi's gone to Manly, Luciano's already in North Queensland, and Garner is going to Penrith. That they need a back rower. Now, John Bateman, the approach to John Bateman, I don't think solves the problem. If they end up saying, well, Isaiah, you can go and play where you want. We don't want you if you don't want to come here. I still don't think that solves their back row situation. I think he'll be playing for the Tigers. I'll put money on him playing for the Tigers because the Tigers won't let him go.
All right. Well, I hope that happens. Happy Coruscant dishing up passes there to Papali on the left or right side, if you like. Now, Cameron Smith. Now, this is why I'm saying Brandy's gone Cameron Smith areas earlier. He's across all of the morning papers following yesterday's revelation that he's set to become the latest star to defect to the LIV Golf League. Deal reported to be worth around $140 million. I think he's probably worth more than that in light of what some of the others got. Pat Perez.
Well, if DeChambeau got $200 million,
yeah,
Cameron
exactly.
Smith's at least worth
Cameron
that.
Cameron Smith, you're unders, mate. Yeah, exactly. Pat Perez can get 70. Pat Perez. He can 70. Pick up my bags next time I check in a hotel. Well,
do we know what Mark Leishman's getting?
No, I don't.
No.
But anyway, Cameron Percy put the move firmly in the spotlight when he told a Melbourne radio station that Smith had signed on. And then the UK Telegraph later poured fuel on the fire when they reported the financial figure of $140 million. Just as we were coming off air yesterday, Cameron Smith responded to those reports. You've got to listen to this. Have a listen to Cameron Smith.
My goal here is to win the FedEx Cup playoffs. That's all I'm here for. If there's something I need to say regarding the PGA Tour or LIV, it will come from Cameron Smith, not Cameron Percy. I'm a man of my word, and whenever you guys need to know anything, it'll be said by me.
And just following up on that, you being a man of your word, you know, the Telegraph is reporting that you've signed and are going. Would you like to say yes or no to that?
I have no comment to that. Like I said, I'm here to play the FedEx Cup playoffs. That's been my focus the last week and a half. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to win the FedEx Cup playoffs. Like I said, it'll come from me. It won't come from Cameron Percy.
Bam. You can ask me anything. Just don't ask me whether I've signed with the LIV Golf Tournament.
No. So Brandy, I'm going to ask you two questions.
Yep.
Are you on the Dragons bus? No.
No, I've got off the Dragons bus. Okay. That was last week.
And have you masterminded the attempted downfall of the Melbourne Storm beginning with tonight? There's a pause. There was a pause. Say toast five times for me, Brandy. Toast. Say toast five times.
Cameron Smith, a LIV Golf.
No, he's not answering the questions. Say toast five times, Brandy. Toast.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying not? Toast five times.
You're not saying
it's too early.
All right. I was going to work you into a corner here. I'm going to break you down. And that's your goal, listeners. Break Brandy down.
Bring it on. Bring
22
it
after
on.
6, 1300 01 11 70. Text 0457 736 736. Happy Alexander Smith Cup Day. It's going to be a huge night. Calling the game on Fox League tonight. You can listen on SEN, the Alexander Smith Cup for one night only. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.